The End of History and the Last Man. By Francis Fukuyama. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The End of History and the Last Man, written by Francis Fukuyama, is a book that examines the concept of history and its implications for the future of humanity. The book begins by discussing the concept of history and how it has been viewed by various thinkers throughout the centuries. Fukuyama argues that history is a process of progress, and that the end of history is the point at which all of humanity has achieved a state of perfect freedom, equality, and prosperity. He then goes on to discuss the implications of this idea, arguing that the end of history will bring about a new era of peace and stability, but also a stagnation of progress and creativity. He also examines the potential for a new form of tyranny to emerge in this new era, and the need for a new form of political organization to ensure that the end of history does not lead to a new form of oppression. Finally, Fukuyama examines the implications of the end of history for religion, morality, and the meaning of life. The book is divided into three parts. The first part examines the concept of history and its implications for the future of humanity. Fukuyama argues that history is a process of progress, and that the end of history is the point at which all of humanity has achieved a state of perfect freedom, equality, and prosperity. He then goes on to discuss the implications of this idea, arguing that the end of history will bring about a new era of peace and stability, but also a stagnation of progress and creativity. He also examines the potential for a new form of tyranny to emerge in this new era, and the need for a new form of political organization to ensure that the end of history does not lead to a new form of oppression. The second part of the book examines the implications of the end of history for religion, morality, and the meaning of life. Fukuyama argues that the end of history will lead to a new era of religious and moral relativism, in which traditional values and beliefs are no longer seen as absolute truths. He also argues that the end of history will lead to a new era of nihilism, in which life has no ultimate meaning or purpose. Finally, he examines the implications of the end of history for the human condition, arguing that it will lead to a new era of alienation and despair. The third part of the book examines the implications of the end of history for the future of humanity. Fukuyama argues that the end of history will lead to a new era of peace and stability, but also a stagnation of progress and creativity. He also examines the potential for a new form of tyranny to emerge in this new era, and the need for a new form of political organization to ensure that the end of history does not lead to a new form of oppression. Finally, he examines the implications of the end of history for the human condition, arguing that it will lead to a new era of alienation and despair. The End of History and the Last Man is an important and thought-provoking book that examines the concept of history and its implications for the future of humanity. Fukuyama argues that the end of history will bring about a new era of peace and stability, but also a stagnation of progress and creativity. He also examines the potential for a new form of tyranny to emerge in this new era, and the need for a new form of political organization to ensure that the end of history does not lead to a new form of oppression. Finally, he examines the implications of the end of history for religion, morality, and the meaning of life. The book is an important contribution to the debate about the future of humanity and the implications of the end of history. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The end of history is the end of ideological struggle and the universalization of Western liberal democracy as the final form of human government. Idea summary. Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of the Cold War marks the end of history, as the world has reached a point where liberal democracy is the only viable form of government. Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of the Cold War marks the end of history, as the world has reached a point where liberal democracy is the only viable form of government. He believes that the end of history is the end of ideological struggle and the universalization of Western liberal democracy as the final form of human government. Fukuyama argues that liberal democracy is the only form of government that can provide stability and prosperity for its citizens, and that all other forms of government have been proven to be inadequate. He believes that the spread of liberal democracy is inevitable, and that it will eventually become the dominant form of government in the world. He also believes that the end of history will bring about a new era of peace and prosperity, as the world will no longer be divided by ideological differences. Fukuyama's argument is based on the idea that liberal democracy is the only form of government that can provide the necessary conditions for human flourishing. He believes that liberal democracy is the only form of government that can guarantee individual rights and freedoms, and that it is the only form of government that can provide economic prosperity and social stability. He also argues that liberal democracy is the only form of government that can provide a stable and secure environment for its citizens. He believes that the spread of liberal democracy is inevitable, and that it will eventually become the dominant form of government in the world. Fukuyama's argument has been widely debated and has been met with both criticism and support. Critics argue that liberal democracy is not the only form of government that can provide stability and prosperity, and that other forms of government can also provide these benefits. Supporters of Fukuyama's argument argue that liberal democracy is the only form of government that can guarantee individual rights and freedoms, and that it is the only form of government that can provide economic prosperity and social stability. Main idea number 2. The last man is a figure who is content with the end of history and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals. Idea summary: Fukuyama introduces the concept of the last man, a figure who is content with the status quo and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals or ideals. In his book The End of History and the Last Man, Francis Fukuyama introduces the concept of the last man, a figure who is content with the status quo and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals or ideals. The last man is a figure who is content with the end of history and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals. He is satisfied with the material comforts of life and is not driven by any higher purpose or ambition. He is content to live in a world of relative peace and stability, and is not motivated to strive for anything greater. The last man is a figure who is content with the world as it is and is not interested in pushing the boundaries of what is possible. He is content to live a life of comfort and security, and is not motivated to strive for anything more. The last man is a figure who is content with the end of history and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals. He is satisfied with the material comforts of life and is not driven by any higher purpose or ambition. He is content to live in a world of relative peace and stability, and is not motivated to strive for anything greater. The last man is a figure who is content with the world as it is and is not interested in pushing the boundaries of what is possible. He is content to live a life of comfort and security, and is not motivated to strive for anything more. He is content to live a life of ease and comfort, and is not motivated to strive for anything greater. The last man is a figure who is content with the end of history and is unconcerned with the pursuit of higher goals. He is satisfied with the material comforts of life and is not driven by any higher purpose or ambition. He is content to live in a world of relative peace and stability, and is not motivated to strive for anything greater. The last man is a figure who is content with the world as it is and is not interested in pushing the boundaries of what is possible. He is content to live a life of comfort and security, and is not motivated to strive for anything more. He is content to live a life of ease and comfort, and is not motivated to strive for anything greater. He is content to live a life of comfort and convenience, and is not motivated to strive for anything more. Main idea number 3. The rise of liberal democracy is a result of the Enlightenment and the French Revolution. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the rise of liberal democracy is a result of the Enlightenment and the French Revolution, which sought to create a society based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. Fukuyama argues that the rise of liberal democracy is a result of the Enlightenment and the French Revolution. The Enlightenment was a period of intellectual and philosophical development in Europe during the 18th century, which sought to create a society based on the principles of liberty, equality, and fraternity. The French Revolution was a period of political upheaval in France during the late 18th century, which sought to overthrow the monarchy and create a new government based on these same principles. The combination of these two movements led to the emergence of liberal democracy, which is characterized by the rule of law, the protection of individual rights, and the separation of powers between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government. This form of government has become the dominant form of government in the world today, and is seen as the most effective way to ensure the protection of individual rights and freedoms. Main idea number 4. The end of history is a result of the triumph of capitalism over communism. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of capitalism over communism, as capitalism has proven to be the most successful economic system. In his book The End of History and the Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of capitalism over communism. He argues that capitalism has proven to be the most successful economic system, and that its victory over communism is the result of its superior ability to provide for the material needs of its citizens. He further argues that the end of history is not a result of any particular event, but rather the culmination of a long process of economic and political development. Fukuyama argues that capitalism has been successful because it is based on the principles of individual freedom and private property. He argues that these principles have allowed for the development of a market economy, which has been able to provide for the needs of its citizens more effectively than any other economic system. He further argues that the end of history is a result of the fact that capitalism has been able to provide for the material needs of its citizens more effectively than any other economic system. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is not a result of any particular event, but rather the culmination of a long process of economic and political development. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of capitalism over communism, as capitalism has proven to be the most successful economic system. He further argues that the end of history is a result of the fact that capitalism has been able to provide for the material needs of its citizens more effectively than any other economic system. Main idea number 5. The end of history is a result of the decline of religion. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of religion, as religion has been replaced by secularism and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History and the Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of religion. He argues that religion has been replaced by secularism and the pursuit of material wealth. He claims that the decline of religion has led to a decline in the importance of traditional values and beliefs, and that this has resulted in a shift in focus towards the pursuit of material wealth and power. He argues that this shift has led to a decline in the importance of traditional values and beliefs, and that this has resulted in a more individualistic and materialistic society. He further argues that this shift has led to a decline in the importance of religion, and that this has resulted in the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the decline of religion has led to a decline in the importance of traditional values and beliefs, and that this has resulted in a shift in focus towards the pursuit of material wealth and power. He claims that this shift has led to a more individualistic and materialistic society, and that this has resulted in a decline in the importance of traditional values and beliefs. He further argues that this shift has led to a decline in the importance of religion, and that this has resulted in the end of history. He claims that this shift has led to a more individualistic and materialistic society, and that this has resulted in a decline in the importance of traditional values and beliefs. He argues that this shift has led to a decline in the importance of religion, and that this has resulted in the end of history. Main idea number 6. The end of history is a result of the rise of technology. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of technology, as technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History and the Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of technology. He argues that technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by technology. He argues that technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history as we know it. He argues that technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history as a struggle between ideologies. He argues that technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history as a struggle between ideologies and the emergence of a new world order. He argues that technology has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history as a struggle between ideologies and the emergence of a new world order based on the principles of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Main idea number 7. The end of history is a result of the decline of the nation-state. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of the nation-state, as globalization has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of the nation-state. He argues that globalization has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the decline of the nation-state. He argues that the nation-state is no longer the primary source of identity and meaning for individuals, as it has been replaced by global markets and the pursuit of individual wealth. He further argues that this has led to a decline in the power of the nation-state, as individuals no longer rely on it for their identity and meaning. He believes that this has led to the end of history, as the nation-state is no longer the primary source of power and meaning in the world. Fukuyama argues that the decline of the nation-state has led to a new era of global interdependence, where individuals are no longer bound by the same national boundaries and identities. He argues that this has led to a new era of global cooperation and understanding, as individuals are now able to interact with each other on a global scale. He believes that this has led to a new era of peace and prosperity, as individuals are now able to pursue their own interests without the interference of the nation-state. He believes that this has led to the end of history, as the nation-state is no longer the primary source of power and meaning in the world. Fukuyama's argument is that the decline of the nation-state has led to a new era of global interdependence and cooperation, which has led to the end of history. He believes that this has led to a new era of peace and prosperity, as individuals are now able to pursue their own interests without the interference of the nation-state. He believes that this has led to the end of history, as the nation-state is no longer the primary source of power and meaning in the world. Main idea number 8. The end of history is a result of the rise of global culture. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, as global culture has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture. He argues that global culture has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. Main idea number 9. The end of history is a result of the rise of consumerism. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of consumerism, as consumerism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of consumerism. He argues that consumerism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that consumerism has allowed for the spread of liberal democracy, as it has enabled people to pursue their own interests and desires, which has led to the rise of democratic governments. Furthermore, consumerism has enabled people to pursue material wealth, which has led to the end of history, as it has allowed for the creation of a global economy and the emergence of a global culture. Finally, Fukuyama argues that consumerism has enabled the spread of technology, which has allowed for the development of new forms of communication and transportation, which has further enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Main idea number 10. The end of history is a result of the rise of individualism. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of individualism, as individualism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of individualism. He argues that individualism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the rise of individualism has allowed for the emergence of a global society that is based on the principles of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. This has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any need for further ideological or political struggle. Fukuyama argues that the rise of individualism has allowed for the emergence of a global society that is based on the principles of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. This has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any need for further ideological or political struggle. He argues that the rise of individualism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of individualism, as individualism has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Main idea number 11. The end of history is a result of the decline of traditional values. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of traditional values, as traditional values have been replaced by the pursuit of material wealth and individualism. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the decline of traditional values. He argues that traditional values, such as loyalty to family, religion, and nation, have been replaced by the pursuit of material wealth and individualism. He believes that this shift has led to a world where there is no longer any ideological conflict, as all societies have adopted the same values. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for progress, as all societies have reached the same level of development. He believes that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for change, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for conflict, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. Fukuyama believes that this shift has led to a world where there is no longer any need for progress, as all societies have reached the same level of development. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for change, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. He believes that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for conflict, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for progress, as all societies have reached the same level of development and have adopted the same values and beliefs. Fukuyama believes that this shift has led to a world where there is no longer any need for progress, as all societies have reached the same level of development and have adopted the same values and beliefs. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for change, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. He believes that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for conflict, as all societies have adopted the same values and beliefs. He argues that this has led to a world where there is no longer any need for progress, as all societies have reached the same level of development and have adopted the same values and beliefs. Main idea number 12. The end of history is a result of the rise of global markets. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global markets, as global markets have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global markets. He argues that global markets have enabled the spread of liberal democracy in the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of ideological struggles and the emergence of a single, unified world order. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global markets has created a world in which the pursuit of material wealth is the primary goal, and ideological differences have become less important. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle to be fought. Fukuyama further argues that the rise of global markets has led to a homogenization of cultures, as people around the world are increasingly exposed to the same ideas and values. He argues that this has led to a decrease in the importance of cultural differences, as people are increasingly united by a shared set of values and beliefs. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle to be fought. Finally, Fukuyama argues that the rise of global markets has led to a decrease in the power of nation-states, as economic power is increasingly concentrated in the hands of multinational corporations. He argues that this has led to a decrease in the importance of national borders, as economic activity is increasingly global in nature. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle to be fought. Main idea number 13. The end of history is a result of the rise of global communication. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global communication, as global communication has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global communication. He argues that global communication has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the convergence of different cultures and ideologies, which has been enabled by global communication. He argues that this convergence has led to the emergence of a single, unified world order, which is characterized by liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Fukuyama argues that this unified world order is the end of history, as it is the culmination of the development of human societies. He argues that this unified world order is the result of the rise of global communication, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this unified world order is the end of history, as it is the final stage of human development. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global communication, as global communication has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the emergence of a single, unified world order, which is characterized by liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this unified world order is the end of history, as it is the culmination of the development of human societies. Main idea number 14. The end of history is a result of the rise of global institutions. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global institutions, as global institutions have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global institutions. He argues that these global institutions have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which have become the dominant forces in the world. He believes that these forces have created a world in which there is no longer any ideological struggle, and that the world is now in a state of equilibrium. He argues that this equilibrium is the end of history, as there is no longer any need for further ideological struggle or development. Fukuyama believes that the rise of global institutions has been the driving force behind the end of history. He argues that these institutions have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which have become the dominant forces in the world. He believes that these forces have created a world in which there is no longer any ideological struggle, and that the world is now in a state of equilibrium. He argues that this equilibrium is the end of history, as there is no longer any need for further ideological struggle or development. Fukuyama's argument is that the rise of global institutions has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which have become the dominant forces in the world. He believes that these forces have created a world in which there is no longer any ideological struggle, and that the world is now in a state of equilibrium. He argues that this equilibrium is the end of history, as there is no longer any need for further ideological struggle or development. Main idea number 15. The end of history is a result of the rise of human rights. Idea summary. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of human rights, as human rights have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of human rights. He argues that human rights have enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which have been the driving forces behind the end of history. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth have created a world in which there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems, and that the end of history is the result of this. He further argues that the rise of human rights has enabled people to pursue their own interests and to live in a world of greater freedom and equality. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of human rights because it has enabled people to pursue their own interests and to live in a world of greater freedom and equality. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth have created a world in which there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems, and that the end of history is the result of this. He further argues that the rise of human rights has enabled people to pursue their own interests and to live in a world of greater freedom and equality, which has been the driving force behind the end of history. Main idea number 16. The end of history is a result of the rise of democracy. Idea summary. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of democracy, as democracy has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of democracy. He argues that democracy has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy, which has enabled the spread of economic and political freedom, and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of ideological conflict and the emergence of a global consensus on the value of liberal democracy. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological conflict to drive history forward. Fukuyama argues that the rise of democracy has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy, which has enabled the spread of economic and political freedom, and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of ideological conflict and the emergence of a global consensus on the value of liberal democracy. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological conflict to drive history forward. Main idea number 17. The end of history is a result of the rise of global governance. Idea summary. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global governance, as global governance has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global governance. He argues that global governance has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global governance because it has allowed for the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy has led to the end of history because it has allowed for the emergence of a global consensus on the value of human rights and the importance of individual freedom. Additionally, the pursuit of material wealth has led to the end of history because it has allowed for the emergence of a global economy, which has enabled the spread of technology and the development of new forms of communication. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global governance has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy has allowed for the emergence of a global consensus on the value of human rights and the importance of individual freedom. Additionally, the pursuit of material wealth has allowed for the emergence of a global economy, which has enabled the spread of technology and the development of new forms of communication. These developments have led to the end of history because they have enabled the emergence of a global society that is based on the principles of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In conclusion, Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global governance. He argues that global governance has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy has allowed for the emergence of a global consensus on the value of human rights and the importance of individual freedom, while the pursuit of material wealth has enabled the emergence of a global economy, which has enabled the spread of technology and the development of new forms of communication. These developments have led to the end of history because they have enabled the emergence of a global society that is based on the principles of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Main idea number 18. The end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as global civil society has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society. He argues that global civil society has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global civil society has allowed for the spread of liberal values and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global civil society has allowed for the spread of liberal values and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He further argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history and the emergence of a new world order. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global civil society has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history and the emergence of a new world order. He further argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global civil society, as it has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history and the emergence of a new world order, which is characterized by the spread of liberal values and the pursuit of material wealth. Main idea number 19. The end of history is a result of the rise of global media. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global media, as global media has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global media. He argues that global media has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth has led to the end of ideological struggles and the emergence of a global consensus on the best way to organize society. He argues that this consensus is based on the idea of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, and that this consensus is the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the rise of global media has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. He argues that the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth has led to the emergence of a global consensus on the best way to organize society. He argues that this consensus is based on the idea of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, and that this consensus is the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global media, as global media has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the emergence of a global consensus on the best way to organize society, and that this consensus is the end of history. He argues that this consensus is based on the idea of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, and that this consensus is the end of history. Main idea number 20. The end of history is a result of the rise of global culture. Idea summary: Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, as global culture has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. In his book The End of History in The Last Man, Francis Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture. He argues that global culture has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has led to the end of history. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. Fukuyama argues that the end of history is a result of the rise of global culture, which has enabled the spread of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems. He argues that the end of history is a result of the triumph of liberal democracy and the pursuit of material wealth, which has been enabled by global culture. He argues that this has led to the end of history, as there is no longer any ideological struggle between different political systems.